Today on our podcast, we're diving into the alarming cybersecurity breach that hit AT&T, compromising data for nearly 109 million accounts and exposing serious flaws in both their security measures and cloud infrastructure, with far-reaching implications for customer trust and privacy. AT&T recently experienced a significant data breach, compromising phone numbers, call records, and text message logs for nearly 109 million accounts, including both individual and business customers. The breach occurred in two periods, May to October 2022 and January 2023. AT&T has notified those affected. Hackers orchestrated the breach and stole call records and SMS logs, prompting an FBI investigation. This incident has highlighted serious privacy concerns and the need for stronger security measures. Reportedly, AT&T paid between $370,000 and $400,000 in Bitcoin in a ransomware-related incident to mitigate the damage. Additionally, the crisis has been worsened by AT&T's involvement in a previous hack linked to Snowflake, exposing weaknesses in cloud security. The breach also affected customers using MVNOs like Cricket and Boost Mobile under AT&T's network. As the investigation continues and notifications proceed, AT&T is under increased pressure to enhance its security infrastructure and regain customer trust amidst this data privacy crisis. A serious incident occurred during a campaign event in Pennsylvania, where an attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump took place despite heightened security measures. The Secret Service faces intense scrutiny for failing to prevent the attack, raising serious questions about the effectiveness of the protections in place and the potential slow response to prior warnings. The attack led to Donald Trump being injured, one attendee killed, and two other spectators critically injured before the assailant was neutralized by the Secret Service. Following the incident, security concerns have escalated, particularly as Trump prepares to visit Milwaukee for the upcoming Republican National Convention. Both the Secret Service and Milwaukee Police are ramping up security efforts in response. Experts are analyzing the breach, noting that a specific blind spot caused by a tree and a rooftop allowed the shooter to get dangerously close. The FBI has classified the incident as an assassination attempt, and although Trump confirmed he is unharmed, the event has undeniably heightened fears and emphasized the need for stringent security protocols. This incident, regarded as one of the most significant security failures in recent U.S. history, is prompting a reevaluation of current measures to protect high-profile figures. It is expected to lead to enhanced security for Trump, especially at the 2024 Republican National Convention, and raises concerns about the efficiency and preparedness of agencies responsible for safeguarding political leaders in the United States. Google is expanding its Dark Web Report service to all Google account holders, aiming to help users monitor and protect their personal information. This enhancement comes even after the discontinuation of the Google One VPN service. Security vulnerabilities have been discovered in Google Android, which allow for escalated privileges through the manipulation of data. While current exploits do not exist, patching is strongly recommended to mitigate the risks. In other advancements, Google is promoting the use of passkeys as a secure alternative to traditional passwords. These passkeys are now a key feature of Google's Advanced Protection Program, simplifying the enrollment process with biometric authentication on Pixel or iPhone devices. Google Fi Wireless has introduced a number lock feature to prevent SIM swap attacks, further enhancing mobile security. Additionally, critical vulnerabilities have been identified in several versions of Google Android, affecting components like Media Provider, Zygote Process, Shortcut Service, and BLE. These vulnerabilities generally require local access to exploit, and patches are recommended. Optive has launched a new managed detection and response service on the Google Security Operations platform, helping organizations handle emerging security threats efficiently. Google and Apple are enhancing user protections against social engineering attacks, such as phishing and smishing. Google Chrome has also rolled out a new safety check feature for Android, adding another layer of security for users. In industry news, Google is in advanced talks to acquire the cybersecurity startup Wiz for $23 billion. This would mark Google's largest ever purchase and could significantly reshape the security landscape. Lastly, Google and Alphabet have increased their vulnerability rewards program payouts to $151,515 to incentivize the discovery of security vulnerabilities. Stay tuned for more updates on these stories and the latest in tech news. Next in Microsoft's news, the Cyber Safety Review Board, CSRB, faces criticism for its inadequate investigation of the SolarWinds attack, raising questions about Microsoft's involvement despite a presidential directive to address the issue. In cybersecurity highlights, multiple critical vulnerabilities have been identified across Microsoft's platforms, necessitating immediate attention and patching. 1. A critical flaw in Microsoft Windows affects the secure boot component, allowing for a buffer overflow exploit. Immediate patching is recommended. 2. A critical vulnerability in Microsoft Office could allow elevated privileges through data manipulation. Patching is advised even though no exploit is currently available. 3. A flaw in Windows Text Services Framework in Server 2022-23H2 allows for elevated privileges requiring prompt patching. 4. A critical vulnerability in the Online Certificate Status Protocol server could lead to denial of service attacks in Microsoft Windows Server. Users should patch to prevent disruptions. 5. A secure boot vulnerability in Microsoft Windows could allow remote code execution, with immediate patching recommended. A critical flaw in Windows 23H2 MSHTML platform may lead to information disclosure, necessitating timely updates. 7. A vulnerability in the Performance Data Helper library could result in information leaks. Users should patch accordingly. 8. A buffer overflow exploit potential has been recognized in the Windows imaging component, necessitating urgent updates. This patch Tuesday, Microsoft released fixes for 143 security flaws, including several actively exploited vulnerabilities. Threat actors have exploited a now-patched zero-day vulnerability in Windows Hyper-V and a flaw in Microsoft's MSHTML platform for over a year. Microsoft continues to face challenges due to critical security vulnerabilities and systemic leadership issues. These ongoing concerns raise alarm within the cybersecurity community, as foundational security aspects seem to be ignored, leaving customers vulnerable to attacks. Among the numerous critical vulnerabilities identified are: a flaw in the Windows Layer 2 Bridge Network driver could lead to information disclosure. Multiple buffer overflow vulnerabilities in the Windows Secure Boot component could allow attackers to execute arbitrary code. Various vulnerabilities in the Hyper-V, Windows Server, and PowerShell components could result in elevated privileges or buffer overflow exploits, requiring critical patches. An information disclosure vulnerability in the Windows TCP/IP component. In response, Microsoft introduced new security solutions aimed at enhancing tool management and enabling zero-trust environments. Experts also continue to warn about the risks posed by outdated Internet Explorer browsers, urging users to upgrade to protect against data theft. Stay informed and ensure your systems are up to date to safeguard against these critical vulnerabilities. Continuing with WordPress news, we've got critical updates and vulnerabilities to discuss. First, there's a critical vulnerability in the Modern Events Calendar plugin, which could lead to unauthorized access and data manipulation. Hackers are notably targeting this plugin for remote code execution across approximately 150,000 sites. Additionally, the Codeless Cowidgets plugin has a critical directory traversal vulnerability, and the Trusted Login Vendor plugin can result in information disclosure via data manipulation. There's also a cross-site scripting vulnerability in the Full plugin via the license plan parameter, and the Ultimate Blocks plugin has a similar issue, making an upgrade essential to secure your site. The WP Feedstats WP eMember plugin has a critical cross-site scripting vulnerability through manipulation of the request URI, and another version allows for cross-site request forgery, requiring immediate upgrades. Similarly, the Sully plugin and the IndexWP MySQL for Speed plugin both face cross-site scripting attacks. Vulnerabilities have also been identified in the WP Feedstats WP Cart for Digital Products plugin, the WP Feedstats WP Affiliate Platform plugin, and the WP Feedstats Shortcodes Ultimate Pro plugin, all requiring prompt updates. The Image Photo Gallery, Final Tiles Grid plugin, and the commonly used Social Media Widget plugin could allow admin users to perform stored cross-site scripting. The The Social Driver Framework, SVG Block plugin, and Support SVG plugin also face similar issues due to insufficient input sanitization. Lastly, the Smart Image Gallery plugin presents a critical CSRF attack vulnerability. Users are advised to update their plugins to the latest versions to secure their WordPress sites. Stay tuned for more updates and expert advice on how to keep your digital presence secure. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to watch out for our next cybersecurity episode happening weekly. Stay safe and see you next time.